for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. How do you feel about exchanging gifts on Valentine's Day? We think there's a rule that every couple needs to employ. See if you agree.
Good morning. It's the Pooch and Gurdeep Show. That's Maroon 5. Cold start at minus 14, but the big story today is a snowfall warning that is in place for most of the GTA. We're looking at snow coming in late this afternoon, 15 to 20 centimeters or so into Thursday morning.
Pooch and Gurdeep.
You never do that.
Rules of life.
So it's Valentine's Day in a couple days, and we have a rule of life for you, okay? Listen closely. This is the rule of life. You always, always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you and your partner agreed not to. Agree or disagree?
Painfully, I agree. I learned this lesson the hard way.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Years ago, had a partner on Valentine's Day, and we were comfortable enough with each other. We're like, it's Valentine's Day. It's not Christmas. It's not your birthday. This is just a silly, like, fabricated holiday. We agreed to not get gifts for each other. Cool. Verbal agreement. Everyone was cool with it.
There was a handshake. You signed things.
It was a fist bump.
It was a contract.
It was a hug. Like, not the way you seal a deal with your partner. Okay, sorry. My mistake. And then come Valentine's Day, she got a couple of gifts for me that totaled approximately about $150.
No.
And then she's kind of like, you know, waiting. And I'm like,
$150 after you both agreed that you were not going to get each other gifts?
Yeah. There was a gift for a nice gift for my dog, Coffee the Pooch, and then like a nice gift card for me, which for a place that I really like. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't get her anything. I got her nothing.
Oh, no.
So then I had to, like, scramble and then quickly go shopping and just got her, like, a gift card to a makeup place she liked and then, like, a sweatshirt. Like, hey, cool.
And then she was kind of expecting it because she had got you something, even though you both agreed that you weren't going to get each other something.
I still think she broke a verbal contract and it's not cool. But I learned the lesson. If I ever am with partner at this time of year,
yeah,
and we come up with this kind of agreement, I'm going to have a gift in the chamber that I'm just going to keep hidden.
Okay.
And then if she doesn't get me anything, then I'll just save this gift for the next birthday or whatever.
I think that's a great idea. That's why I do think it's a rule of life. I think that even when you both agree, you should have something. But what I don't agree with is $150. I think you should have something small, like maybe a card, maybe a little handwritten note. Like, you don't have to spend a lot of money when you've both agreed that you're not going to. You don't go and spend $150. That is so offside.
Let's be honest. Nobody wants a card.
What?
I don't want a card.
I don't mind a card.
Put it up on display for a week, and then when's the right time to throw it out? It just sits there
you
for a
throw
while.
Throw it out. You keep it.
You keep. What do I have? An endless bunch of space?
Aww,
a card?
Not if it's a nice card. What if it's a funny card. It makes you laugh.
Yeah, I'll laugh. I'll enjoy it in the present, and then I'll chuck it out of the recycling bin.
Wow.
And hold on to things.
Okay, my husband and I, we always say that we're not going to buy each other gifts. And the truth of the matter is, I don't like getting gifts. I actually don't like it, but I love giving gifts. So I will still get him something, even though we've agreed. I will admit, I break
the
rule.
You're the person who necessitated this rule.
I know, but I'm not spending that much money. I'll just buy something
it's
small.
It's less about the money you spend and more about the fact that you're breaking a verbal contract. The money's immaterial.
No, it's just being, I'm just being thoughtful. It was just something
then
thoughtful.
Then agree that you're each going to get each other something thoughtful.
No. No, we still have to say, I don't want a gift.
So you're a liar.
The point is, no matter what, if you always buy a gift, you're never going to be in trouble. Even if you agree that you're not going
Great.
To
okay.
buy a gift.
Okay, so then where does the rule stop here? Anything else you agree on your partner with? sickness and health, till death do us part? Yeah, whatever, just words. I know we said it, but we're breaking
it's
rules here.
It's not the same. The rule of life is you always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you and your partner agreed not to. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, fellas, listen up on this one.
Yeah, for sure.
Do
Give us a
agree?
Call. 416-872-2434. 416-872-CHFI. Do you agree? The rule of life is you always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you agreed not to.
We belong to the love. We belong.
Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and watch the valley gleam. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face.
Morning, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep show. So we just dropped some knowledge on you, a little Pooja and Gurdeep rule of life with Valentine's Day coming up. I'm telling you guys, always have a gift ready in the chamber for your partner, even if you two agreed not to do gifts, because guess what? They might spring one on you. What do you think about this? We're getting to your calls and texts coming up.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Frajescato. So far, a decent start to the commute. That'll all change for later this afternoon and evening when we see more of that snow moving in. But right now, looks great. Westbound on the 401, the ramp to Leslie, they've just shut that down for some moving maintenance. Up your game. Lease a hybrid CRV from 2.49% up to 24 months. Visit HondaOntario.com.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now. Imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
With Food Basics deals like 600 to 700 gram Jane's chicken strips for just $5.88 each, you'll be saying, mega wowza! Shop in-store and online until February 12th. Food Basics, always more for less.
A Tins Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tins Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tins.
Whoa, it's freezing in here.
My old furnace is acting up. Want a blanket?
You should take advantage of Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning's annual off-season sale. With discounts and government rebates, you can get over $10,000 off a new cold climate heat pump. It heats and cools your home efficiently, saving you money every month.
Goodbye blankets. Hello savings.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today for this limited time offer and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Wealthsimple's Big Winter Bundle is our best match offer yet. Get a 2% match when you transfer over an eligible RRSP. For a $50,000 transfer, that's a $1,000 cash bonus. Enough to buy a fancy parka, a ticket to somewhere you don't need a fancy parka, or just be responsible and top up your retirement fund. Plus, move any other eligible account and we'll give you a 1% match. Minimum $15,000 transfer. Register by March 15th. Additional terms apply. Learn more at wealthsimple.com/match.
Hey, it's Gurdeep Ahluwalia, and I just had my design consultation with California Closets. Things are happening. I wasn't sure my idea was going to be possible, but the design expert came in, measured out my space, and said, let's do it. So they're going to be building out a custom linen and towel closet, complete with a laundry hamper and room for a clothing steamer. Finally, I can stop hanging my towels and sheets on the back of the bathroom door. Schedule your free design consultation at californiaclosets.ca.
The time has come. Linen Chest's annual inventory clearance sale is now on. Save up to 75% on a huge selection of merchandise for bed, bath, kitchen, dining, and giftware. Over $5 million of inventory to liquidate. Treasures for every room in your home. Many items below cost. Hurry in for best selection. If you like deals, and who doesn't, there's never been a better time to buy. Linen Chest's inventory clearance sale ends Sunday in our six GTA stores.
As an accountant, February is Paul's busiest month of the year and not the time you would normally shop for a new vehicle. But when he had to, the Aaron Park Lexus team made sure that every second of his visit was worthwhile, providing knowledgeable insights and suggestions for a luxury vehicle suited to his busy lifestyle. One that he called a favorable outcome.
Be our guest at Aaron Park.
During the month of February, get 2.9% lease rates up to 24 months on the new 2025 NX350 at Aaron Park Lexus.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Jerry Seinfeld is back.
We stream everything now. We don't watch anything. We stream it. Wandering around your workplace trying to recruit new viewers into whatever stupid show you like. Jerry, you've got to watch this show. Okay, I'll check it out. Okay, but the first four seasons are not good.
Jerry Seinfeld live in Niagara Falls with a new show Friday, July 25th. OLG stage at Falls View Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
In this coming election, you can vote by mail, at an advance poll, or in person on Election Day. The choice is yours. Learn more at elections.on.ca.
Waking up with the Pooja and Pradeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no repeat guarantee. 98.1 CHFI.
Pooja and Gurdeep's rule of life, always have a Valentine's Day gift ready for your partner, even if you both agreed you're not going to buy one this year. Do you agree with this? We're getting to your calls and texts coming up.
Okay, Coconut Man, Moonhead, and Tea. You ready? Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute.
Shades on your eyes and your heels so high.
Get ready for the snow. We have a snowfall warning in place, and that's going to really impact the drive home. Make sure you plan for it. It's also going to be a windy one. Good morning.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, how do you feel about this being a rule of life? You always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you and your partner agreed not to. Do you think that should be a rule of life?
Well, philosophically, I disagree with breaking a verbal contract. I learned the hard way that this is a rule of life because this once happened to me where my partner and I on Valentine's Day agreed not to get each other anything. And then she got me something and I had to scramble and get her like a makeup gift.
You don't want to be left in that position.
Yes.
So as a rule of life, always buy a Valentine's Day gift. It doesn't matter what you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I think. Do you agree? Let's go to Wes in Toronto.
No.
Tell us why.
We stopped giving gifts a long time ago. We just go for a nice dinner, that's it.
See, this is good. You've come to an agreement, and neither you or your partner are breaking the rules and surprising each other with something material.
Like, every day you treat them nice anyway, so what's the one day make a difference?
I agree with you. I agree with that sentiment. I think you should be thoughtful and kind year-round. However, what if she just, like, pulled out a gift and you didn't have one ready?
Well, that would be nothing out of the ordinary, but on the other hand, just stick with the dinner.
Yeah, I guess you always have the dinner as a backup.
Yeah, there you go.
That works.
Wes?
If I come home with $50 in flowers, she'll smack me with them because she's like...
took a turn.
Wife sounds like a smart woman. Wes, thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks. See you.
Pooja and I dropping some knowledge on you this morning. We've got a Pooja and Gurdeep rule of life. We're telling you always, especially for the fellas, always buy a Valentine's Day gift for your partner, even if the two of you agreed we're not doing gifts this year. We want to know if you agree with this rule of life.
Because inevitably somebody's going to buy something, right? Even if it's something small, like you just want to have something ready. It can just be like a chocolate. It could be anything.
A chocolate?
Yeah,
single, like
just one.
So she gets you like a $150 cashmere sweater. You give her a single Hershey's kiss?
Yes. It's still something.
Seems fair.
It's thoughtful.
It's the thought that counts. It's also melted because it's been in your pocket. How do you have that in your pocket?
I'm not sure. The point is you have to have something just in case. We think this is a rule of life. What do you think, Margo in Toronto?
No, you always buy a Valentine's Day gift.
Yes, thank
Even
you.
If you agree with your partner we're not doing gifts?
Yeah, but that's just for the moment.
You don't mean what you say in that moment.
You say one thing, but when Valentine's Day comes, you got to do something.
Margo, question. Can I take this whatever I said didn't matter approach and use it in other scenarios with a future partner? Or is this just a Valentine's Day thing?
I think it's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Margo, I like your logic and I agree with it.
So thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, love. Bye-bye.
Sometimes there's just rules in life. There's just certain rules in life that you just got to abide by. And this is one of them.
We're just trying to keep you out of trouble.
It's true. And Valentine's Day around the corner. What do you think about this rule of life? You always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you and your partner agreed not to, because you don't want to be that person who didn't get something. And then the other person's like, oh, I know we said that, but I still got you flowers or whatever.
Look, I would have initially said, no, this is silly. Like, if you agree to something, stick by it. But I learned the hard way. This happened to me years ago. Always have a gift in the chamber. And if they don't get you anything, just keep it tucked away for the next thing.
Whole drawer full of scented candles. You could have just given that.
Those are my scented candles. I ain't giving those up.
98.1 CHFI, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. We'll get you caught up on everything you need to know and use, and still more music to come from Michael Jackson and Justin Bieber.
This isn't one of your bad dreams, so don't lose control yet.
We want to show you the door. To your next big show.
All the way in Chicago.
Flights and hotel included.
Hi, everyone. It's Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims!
See Teddy Swims live in Chicago on July 8th.
Download the new speaker app and listen for the daily keyword for your chance to win.
Teddy Swims' new album, I've Tried Everything But Therapy, Part 2, is available now.
Teddy Swims, live in Chicago from 98.1 CHFI.
On July 13th, 1985, music united the world. Whether you saw it live or weren't even born yet, come celebrate the biggest concert in history at Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical. It's an exhilarating night out featuring hit songs by David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and more. Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical at the CAA at Mervish Theater. Now through March 16th only. Book at Mervish.com.
Hey, Janine, have you heard about Contrave? Did you see the ad?
Oh, yeah. Contrave. And they don't even tell you what it is.
I know. They just keep repeating the name. Contrave. It's so annoying.
Why do they do that?
You want to know why? Because with the Experience Contrave program, you pay $199 or less for your bottle of Contrave tablets. Ask your doctor about Contrave. Contrave.
You see? They're still doing it.
At most retail pharmacies across Canada based on usual and customary markup and dispensing Contrave. Contrave.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine this. A roaring fire. Outside, a blanket of snow is falling. But the aromatic cedar walls of your chalet keep you warm and cozy. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $12 million. Buy your ticket today.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get family-sized bone-in, skinless chicken breasts, or split wings for $3.99 a pound and a 5-count bag of Farmer's Market avocados for $2.44. Offers end Wednesday. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
I'm Marit Stiles, and I've spent my life fighting for working people and winning. Now I'm running to be premier, to build homes, hire doctors, fix schools, and make life more affordable. Life in Ontario is harder than it should be. Well, unless you're one of Doug Ford's friends, right, that he makes those deals with. With everything that's at stake, we need new ideas. I'm Marit Stiles, leader of Ontario's NDP. In this fight, I'm on your side.
Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
Greetings from New Jersey. We welcome you. Sky to shore. Sun to snow. Winning cities to historic towns. Plan your vacation at visitnj.org/ca.
5:32, happy Wednesday. We got snow on the way. Let's start off with news with Eva.
Good morning. The city is preparing for the winter storm expected to hit today. Environment Canada has issued a snowfall warning with total snowfall amounts expected to be near 15 centimeters, but up to 30. This morning, the city's transportation services will share details about the City of Toronto's winter maintenance operations ahead of tonight's snowfall and another one expected Saturday. Canada's 13 premiers are in Washington today in an effort to push back on U.S. President Donald Trump's plans for devastating duties. Yesterday, a White House official confirmed Trump's 25% tax on all steel and aluminum imports would be stacked on top of other levies on Canadian goods, leading to a total 50% tariff.
Avian flu has been found in Scarborough's Rouge Park, prompting warnings from officials to stay away from sick or dead animals. Parks Canada says the highly pathogenic avian flu subtype has been confirmed in a dead goose, and five more cases are suspected, with concern over mass outbreaks outside the park's boundaries. In sports, Raptors beat the 76ers 106-103. They play the Cavaliers tonight at 7:30. Scepters beat Minnesota 3-2. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy, windy, snow beginning late afternoon, a high of -3. Tonight, snow through the evening and overnight with a risk of rain and freezing rain, temperature rising to 1. Friday, sun and cloud with a high near -5. Right now, it's -9. Feels like -14. On the eastbound side of the 401, the ramp to Bayview is closed off for construction. South 400 ramp to Canal Road, it's closed off as well because of construction.
Hi, this is Dolshan Charitar. I listen to Pooja and Gurdeep, and I love 98.1 CHFI, and I love the music on this radio station.
Good morning. Valentine's Day is coming up. Do you have plans to go out? Is it a romantic spot? We want to get some ideas of where some of the most romantic spots are in the GTA. We're going to be chatting about it after MJ.
MJ on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. The big story today, we have a snowstorm moving in. Yeah, it looks like late afternoon for that commute home, looking at quite a bit of snow.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
So Valentine's Day is on Friday, and if you haven't made a reservation, the chances of you getting a spot probably pretty slim. And even if you do get a spot, I have a feeling you're going to be rushed. Like, you got to get through, you sit down, and then they probably give you a 2-hour limit, and you got to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the most romantic way, I think, to get together on Valentine's Day, even though you want to go out.
Sometimes the most romantic thing to do is go off the grid. You don't even need a restaurant. Maybe cook a little dinner at home.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And if it wasn't winter, I'd say, like, do a little picnic or something. Like, go off the grid, plan your own thing. Mm-hmm. I think someone would find that much more meaningful because you put effort and thought into it. You didn't just go an open table and make a reso somewhere.
When you said that, I got a visual of being at home, and for some reason, like, Paul's holding a fry pan and he's flipping things in the air.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that
he's got the dough in his hand. He's doing a pizza. He's flipping it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
It feels very romantic.
Then it lands on his head, and it's like a romantic comedy, and you go to help him get it off, and then you have a tender kiss.
It's so true. And in that scenario, I also forgot that we had kids.
Never let that happen. Like, what are you doing?
Never let that happen.
Look, Valentine's Day is a couple days away. Valentine's, it's a couple days away, and we're feeling romantic. We want to know, what is the most romantic date spot in the GTA? Maybe this is a place you had a date. This could have been a long time ago. Maybe it's with your current partner, way back when. Doesn't matter. But what is the most romantic date spot you've ever been to in the GTA?
Okay, I don't know if this is going to qualify, because I don't know that I love, but I don't know that I'm that romantic. However, there is something about our skyline that's so beautiful. And being able to see that from Humber Bay Park, so going out to Etobicoke, you park in the park and you can actually just see. It's such a beautiful vantage point of the skyline, you know, and just maybe something simple, just a little coffee, a little cocoa, if you will, in the car.
Cocoa? Who's fired up cocoa in
know.
The car?
Cocoa seems like something you do on Valentine's
Day. I like that.
And
I
just
like that
looking at the beautiful view at night, especially.
Our skyline in that area, like Lakeshore Park Lawn, it is so underrated. And you get the Humber Bay Bridge, too, with the city in the backdrop. That's a great one. Mine is sort of in the same vein, because I love our skyline when you get out on the water. So I did this once with a former partner, and it's like one of the most memorable dates. We hopped in a water taxi. I've seen people do this, like, this is even more romantic. You do like a canoe and you canoe across to the island, but I just get the private water taxi. It's like, I don't know, it's like 10 or 15 bucks a person for the private water taxi. It's not too bad. You go right to the Toronto Islands and you pack like a picnic. So we packed a picnic, brought a blanket, and there's so much space on the islands in the summer. Laid out a picnic basket, a blanket, bunch of food, some I made, some I ordered because I'm not that handy in the kitchen. But it was just the thought and the foresight
apparently
that went into it.
Not that handy with a canoe.
I don't own a canoe. I saw another guy canoeing with this girl. I was like,
darn it.
You could have canoed. But that's the most romantic thing I've done in terms of a date spot. The Toronto Islands,
that's
get over
good.
There, plan a picnic.
It's cold, but that's good.
Yeah, not right now.
Yeah.
What is the most romantic date spot you've experienced in the GTA? Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI, or drop us a text at 981-981.
I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. If you can't be right. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you. could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I need you to stay.
The Kid LAROI and Justin Bieber on the Pooja and Gurdeep show. So we are tracking this. I mean, we're not tracking the snow. We don't know what we're doing, but we're telling you that there is snow on the way for the drive home.
Yeah, and it's quite a system in terms of how much snow we could be looking at. 15 centimeters here in the GTA. Areas to the north could be getting up to 30 plus.
And this is going to spill over into tomorrow morning, so it'll make for a really sloppy commute tomorrow morning as well.
We need somebody to break it all down for us. So we're going to be joined by meteorologist Jill Taylor in a moment to help you plan.
With CHI Traffic, I'm Eva Franciscato. So far for the morning commute, not a bad drive at all right now. Looks to be in decent shape, but keep in mind, late afternoon into the evening, we'll get that snow, so it'll likely get a lot worse on those roadways. Maybe a lot of people opting not to drive into work today, so we'll keep an eye on this commute for you. Get out and winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
We are gathered here today to celebrate life's big milestones. Do you promise to stand together through home purchases, auto upgrades, and surprise dents and dings?
We do.
To embrace life's big moments for any adorable co-drivers down the road?
We do.
Then, with the caring support of Desjardins Insurance, I pronounce you covered for home, auto, and flexible life insurance.
For life's big milestones, get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
The savings never stop at your local Metro, your go-to for quality foods at prices you'll love. Now through February 12th, take advantage of great deals on fresh, top-quality meats and produce. Take home tender chicken leg quarters for just $1.99 per pound. Or grab some red, green, or black grapes for the sweet price of only $2.99 per pound. Don't forget, you'll earn WAP points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
We're back on Kids Explained. Today's breaking story, what's missing in schools. Let's go live to a classroom to find out about the lack of school supplies.
Thanks, Kate. We always seem to be out of paper and pencils, and we don't have enough textbooks.
Ugh, it's like trying to do math without numbers. What we need is more investment in schools. Right, Jamal?
That's right, Kate. It's hard to learn without the basics.
Want to help support students? Go to knowmore.ca. That's KNOWMORE.ca.
A message from the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association.
Okay, so grab the wing flap by one end, pinch and push down, or twist the bones and pull them out clean, or...
What are you doing?
I'm learning how to eat wings. I feel like such a noob.
Just order Mr. Sub's new spicy boneless chicken wing sub.
Mr. Sub?
Yeah. Tender breaded chicken bites laced with Frank's Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce, drizzled with buttermilk ranch, and topped how you like. No fuss, no dirty fingers, and only about $12 for a large.
Huh, the spicy boneless chicken wing sub from Mr. Sub. No bones about it, the best way to eat wings.
At Sleep Country Canada, we know that for every reason that keeps us awake, there are hundreds more that make us dream. Like hosting your bacon brunch, taking your dog's belly bobsledding, or building that leaning tower of pizza boxes with your son. That's why we're offering 25% off mattresses, pillows, and more. Because great sleep fuels tomorrow's dreams. Sleep well, Canada. Sleep Country. Helping Canadians sleep better for 30 years. Offer ends March 18th. Conditions apply.
I'm registered dietitian Abby Sharp, and on my new podcast, Bite Back with Abby Sharp, I'll be dismantling the multi-billion dollar diet industry that keeps us in a cycle of self-loathing and food fear. Join me every Tuesday for expert interviews, engaging conversations, and my signature science and sass to bust myths, correct misinformation, and help you break free from diet culture for good. Listen for free on Amazon Music.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
I'm registered dietitian Abby Sharp, and on my new podcast, Bite Back with Abby Sharp, I'll be dismantling the multi-billion dollar diet industry that keeps us in a cycle of self-loathing and food fear. Join me every Tuesday for expert interviews, engaging conversations, and my signature science and sass to bust myths, correct misinformation, and help you break free from diet culture for good. Listen for free on Amazon Music.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So the big story, as you probably know, is we are bracing for snow today and into tomorrow morning. How much are we going to get and what's the timeline? We're going to check in with 680 News meteorologist Jill Taylor coming up right after Backstreet Boys to make sense of it all.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Ooh, we got snow on the way today. So we're joined by 680 News meteorologist Jill Taylor. Jill, thanks for doing this. Start off with the timing of this thing. When is this coming in and how much snow are we looking at in the GTA?
So kind of a complex little thing in that the west end of the GTA could start with a quick burst of lake effect snow. And then we've got the main system snow, which will cover the entire GTA. And that gets going after 3-4 o'clock this afternoon, continues into the evening overnight, and may even mix with some ice pellets, freezing rain, because the temperature is going to rise. So this is quite a complex system, and it's a lot of fun for me because it's like, ooh, this is juicy.
Jill, you got a weird sense of fun.
I know, eh?
So you must be excited about the accumulation that we're going to get of snow. What are we looking at in the GTA and also north of the city?
Somebody in Toronto, 15 centimeters. Somebody in, like, Newmarket, 20 up to 30, even perhaps more. And it still depends on the track of the system. Like, this baby's still developing. And so as it moves even closer, things can really ramp up and you get rapidly accumulating snow. But then around the west end of the lake, you get some rain mixing in and the snow totals may be a lot lower.
So, Jill, is this actually sort of a 1-2 punch? Are we getting more on the weekend? Because, I mean, listen, it's a romantic city.
Yeah.
People got Valentine's Day plans. What's going on?
You know, Valentine's Day is the only day when we won't be getting snow. We'll get some sunshine, nice and calm. So we've got snow tonight, especially tonight, the bulk of it through the evening. Then early tomorrow, expect a lousy Thursday morning commute. And then Friday, Valentine's Day, the break. And then the weekend, we get a punch of snow Saturday and another punch for Sunday.
So while we're bracing for snow and getting ready to shovel, you're having a party with these two systems back to back.
Well, the love on Friday is going to be warm. We're going to melt that snow for Friday.
Absolutely.
Before it comes back. 680 News meteorologist Jill Taylor. Hey, thanks for doing this. Your Pooja and Gurdeep Show debut was a massive success.
Oh, I love you guys. Take care. Have a great day. And yeah, I'm sorry you're back. So if you have to shovel, not going to be loving this, but I'm loving it.
Bend at the knees, Jill. Bend at the knees, not at the back.
Good advice.
Thanks, Jill. Be safe.
Take care, guys.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your fish bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing the scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. In the deep, you have my heart inside.
is 6 o'clock, minus 14, and snow on the way later today. That's the big story. Here's Eva.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. More snow will hit the city today. A snowfall warning is in effect across the GTA, and Environment Canada says we could see 15 to 30 centimeters of snow. It's set to begin late this afternoon, continuing into the evening and overnight with the risk of some freezing rain and ice pellets. A White House official has confirmed that U.S. President